Now, I've got a question here for Mairead, and it's from Gerardo Garzon on Facebook. And he says, I've got a question about deaf people. How do they think? I mean, how do they make their ideas in their minds? For example, his native language is Spanish, so most of his thoughts are made in that language. What's your answer?
Yeah, so just as he thinks in Spanish and I think in English, so if you're a native user of British Sign Language, you would think in British Sign Language. So then the question really is, well, what's the nature of that thought? What's it like? And so it can be visual or it could be manual, so motoric. And so we can use different methods in the lab to try and get at that question by using different interference techniques. And so it seems to be a bit of both, to be the answer. So there seems to be more weight towards a motor representation that people use in their minds when they're thinking in sign language.
So they would literally see themselves doing the thing rather than think it through talking to themselves, doing it like I might, for example.
Well, not necessarily. No, that would be a visual. But yeah, that would be visual. Or there's more weight towards the motoric representation would be more like feeling themselves do it, just like you feel you hear yourself speak, if you like. So you have a motor representation of the movement would be the type of representation that they might be bringing up when thinking.
Chris, it's just like imagining eating chocolate in my head. I can sort of feel the sensations.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah,
fascinating.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mairead.
Okay.
I've got a couple of questions now for Karen.